Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to the Muslim Matters Podcast.
Seven powerful techniques for keeping New Year's resolutions.
Read by the author, Siraj Muhammad.
It's the end of the year, and I'm pretty sure I know what you're thinking. You probably want to lose some weight, make more money, talk to family more, or be a better Muslim in some way. The new year for many of us is a moment to turn a fresh page and reimagine a better self. We make resolutions and hope, despite the statistics, we'll be the outliers that keep them. Studies show the most common New Year's resolutions revolve around finances and health. Unfortunately, they also show only a relatively small number will keep most or all of them. The rest will mostly fail within the first few weeks. Given such a high failure rate, let's talk about how you can be among the few who set and achieve your goals successfully. Technique number one, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives you more if you're thankful. You've been successful this past year in a number of areas. Think of your worship, career, relationships, personality development, education, your health, meaning your physical, mental, social, and spiritual health, and your finances. Take a moment to reflect on where you've succeeded, no matter how trivial, even if it's just maintaining the status quo, and be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those successes. When you're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He increases you in blessings. Allah says in the Quran, and this is a translation, "And remember when your Lord proclaimed, 'If you give thanks by accepting faith and worshiping none but Allah, I will give you more of my blessings. But if you are thankless,' meaning acting as disbelievers, 'verily my punishment is indeed severe.'" Surah 14, Ayah 7. In recent years, there's been more discussion on the benefits of practicing gratitude, though oftentimes it's not clear to whom or what to be grateful towards. We, of course, know that we're not grateful simply to the great unconscious cosmos, but to our Creator. Despite this difference, there exist interesting studies on how the practice of gratitude affects us. Some of the benefits include, number one, better relationships with those thanked. Number two, improved physical health. Number three, improved psychological health. Number four, enhanced empathy and reduced aggression. Number five, better sleep. Number six, improved self-esteem. And number seven, improved mental strength. Building on your successes. In addition to being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflect on why you were successful in those areas. What was it you did day in and day out to succeed? Analyze it carefully and think of how you can either build on top of those present successes or how you can transport the lessons from those successes to new areas of your life to succeed there as well. In the book Switch by Dan and Chip Heath, they note that we have a tendency to try to solve big problems with big solutions. But a better technique that has actual real-world success in solving complex problems is to instead focus on bright spots and build on those bright spots instead. You have bright spots in how you've worked and operated, so reflect on your successes and try to build on top of them. Technique number two, pick one powerful, impactful goal. Oftentimes, when we want to change, we try to change too many areas. This can lead to failure quickly because change in one area is not easy, and attempting to do it in multiple areas simultaneously will simply accelerate failure. Instead, pick one goal. A goal that you are strongly motivated to fulfill, and one that you know if you were to make that goal, it would have a profoundly positive impact on your life, as well as on others whom you're responsible to. In making the case based on scientific studies, James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, writes, "Research has shown that you are 2 to 3 times more likely to stick with your habits if you make a specific plan for when, where, and how you will perform the behavior." For example, in one study, scientists asked people to fill out this sentence: "During the next week, I will partake in at least 20 minutes of vigorous exercises on fill in the day, at fill in the time of day, at or in fill in the place." Further down, he states, "However, and this is crucial to understand, follow-up research has discovered implementation intentions only work when you focus on one thing at a time." Technique number three, repeatedly make dua with specificity. Once you lock on to your goal, you should ask for success in your goal every day, multiple times a day. Increasing in your dua and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success not only brings you the help of the Most High in getting to your goal, it also ensures it remains top of mind consistently. A few of the best ways to increase the chances of a supplication being accepted. Number one, increase the frequency of raising your hands after salah and asking for your intended outcome. Number two, asking while you are in sujood during prayers. And number three, praying and supplicating in the last third of the night during Qiyamul Layl. This is not an exhaustive list. There are many more ways, but these are some of the more common ways that one can increase the chances of their dua being answered. When you make your dua, be specific in what you ask for, and in turn, you will have a specific rather than a vague goal at the forefront of your mind, which is important because one of the major causes of failure for resolutions themselves is lacking specificity. Technique number four, schedule your goal for consistency. The most powerful impact on the accomplishment of any goal isn't in having the optimal technique to achieve the goal. It is rather how consistent you are in trying to achieve it. The time and frequency given to achievement regularly establish habits that move from struggle to lifestyle. As mentioned in the previous section, day, time, and place were all important to getting to the goal, habit, or task accomplished. In order to be consistent, schedule it in your calendar of choice. When you schedule it, make sure you do the following. Number one, pick the time you're most energetic and likely to do it. Number two, work out with your family, friends, and maybe your job coworkers the time that is blocked out and shouldn't be interrupted. Number three, show up, even if you're tired and unmotivated. Do something tiny, just to make sure you maintain the habit. A word on automation. Much continues to be written about jobs lost to automation, but there are jobs we should love losing to automation, namely, work that we do that can be done freely or very cheaply by a program. For example, I use Mint.com to capture all my accounts, bank, credit card, investments, etc., and rather than the old method of gathering receipts and tracking transactions, all of it is captured online and easily accessible from any device. Let's say you wanted to give to charity, and you wanted to give a recurring donation of $5 a month to keep Muslim Matters free. All you have to do is set up an automated recurring donation at the link that we've provided, and you're done. And that link is muslimmatters.org/support-us if you want to support us with a $5 a month donation. Likewise, if you're saving money for a goal, you can easily do so by automating a specific amount of money coming out of your bank account into another account via the online banking tools your bank provides. You can automate bill payments and other tasks to clear your schedule, achieve your goals, and keep you focused on working the most important items. Technique number five, focus on behaviors, not outcomes. We're often told we should set up SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. However, one way to quickly fail a goal is by choosing one in which the results aren't necessarily in your hand. For example, you might say, I want to be at 10% body fat in 9 months at 200 pounds. This is a SMART goal, but it focuses on the result, which is outside the scope of your control. What you can do is look at behaviors that help you achieve that goal or get close to it, and then reset success around whether you're completing your behaviors. As an example, you could say, I want to complete the P90X workout and diet in 90 days. Here, you're focused on generally accepted notions on behaviors that will get you close to your goal. Why? Because you control your behaviors, but you can't really control the outcomes from your behaviors. Reward yourself when you follow through on your behavior goals and the day-to-day commitments you make. Read the following article from precisionnutrition.com, which talks about the difference between focusing on behaviors versus focusing on outcomes, to really understand the difference in depth. Technique number six, set realistic expectations. Plan to fail and strategize recovery. After too many failures, most people give up and fall off the wagon. You will fail. We all do. Think of a time you failed. What should you have done to get back on your goal and complete it? Now reflect on the upcoming goal. Reflect on the obstacles that will come your way and cause you to fail, and how when you do fail, you'll get right back on top of that goal. Once you fail, ask yourself, was it because of internal motivation, an external circumstance, a relationship where expectations weren't made clear, poor estimation of effort, whatever it may be? Be honest, own what you can do better, and set about attempting to circumvent the obstacle and try again. Technique number seven, Assess your progress at realistic intervals. Once you're tracking behaviors, simply mark down in an app or a tracker that you completed the behavior. Once you see you're consistent in your behaviors over a long term, you'll have the ability to correct your plan and goal progress. This is important because as you attempt to perform the work necessary to accomplish the goal, you'll find that your initial assessments for completion could be wrong. Maybe you need more time. Maybe you need a different time. Maybe you need a different process for accomplishing your goals. Assess your success at monthly intervals and ask yourself, how often was I able to fulfill and accomplish my required behaviors? How often did I miss? What was the reason for those misses? Can I improve what I'm doing incrementally to change those failures to successes? Or is the whole thing wrong and not working? Don't make changes when motivation dies after a few days. Don't make changes on a weekly basis to the whole program that you're working on. Set an appointment on a weekly basis simply to review successes and challenges, and set a monthly appointment with yourself to review and decide what you'll change, if anything, in how you operate. Use weekly reviews simply to tweak and to adjust, but stick with the plan that you have. Be something of a tiger mom about it. Aim for 90% completion of behaviors or an A grade when assessing whether you've done well or not. Anything below 90% is a failing grade. In other words, your behaviors should always be 90% complete with maybe 10% of the time you didn't fulfill the behaviors that you expected of yourself. Putting it all together. So let's sum up. First, take a moment to reflect and be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you've achieved, and reflect on what it is you've accomplished and what you've done in the way you've worked and operated that helped you succeed. Next, pick one goal and one goal alone to achieve and use the SMART goal methodology to be clear about what it is. Once this is done, make dua with strong specificity on a regular basis during all times, and especially during the times when du'as are most likely to be accepted. Next, on a daily basis, focus on completing behaviors, not the outcomes you're aiming for. The behaviors get you to the outcomes. Plan on failing occasionally, especially a week after motivation disappears, and plan for how you'll bounce back immediately and recover from it. Finally, on a daily and weekly basis, assess yourself to see if you're keeping on track with your behaviors and make adjustments to do better. On a monthly basis, assess how much closer you are to your goal and if you're making progress, or if you're not making good progress, and try to understand why and what adjustments you'll make to change that around. What goals do you plan to achieve in the coming year? Go to muslimmatters.org and tell us in the comments. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My name is Zeba Khan, and on behalf of muslimmatters.org, I would like to thank you for listening to this podcast and invite you to support our work. Please visit muslimmatters.org/donate. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.